enough of this happy horse pucky. Let's start up the show. It's Time Travel, WMFO, from Medford.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Time Travel with Chris Earle. Let's not strike the box. But here I am.
What's wrong with the world? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all,
people
y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. Where's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Or where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Or where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? The love?
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and crying. When you practice what you preach, would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
2002, 2003 right now. Blink 182 on Time Travel 2.0. Chris Earle here with you until 8 p.m. Hope you're enjoying your Friday.
I mean, it's like I was just here yesterday.
You were here yesterday, Marty. You were!
Hi, my name is Joe. I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Bedford, Mass.
It's actually listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. He's my sassy man crush.
I'm listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. In Medford. Yeehaw!
We're sending you back to the future!
Little trip to 1939 for you. Pee Wee Hunt and his orchestra with Could Be.
Could be. could be that yellow moon is just a big balloon and not that yellow moon above. Could be that angel face is something out of space and not that angel face I love. Could be this heart of mine is just a valentine and not this heart of mine at all. Could be a dream I see, but if you're asking me, could be I'm in love, could be.
Bringing you back to the 1990 Time Travel 2.0, here with you until 6 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. That's right, Chris Earle. Hope you had a nice week. Get ready for the weekend. His fame. David Bowie, Time Travel.
To keep you in a
That's the remix from Pretty Woman, which came out in 1990, the Fame 1990 remix by David Bowie here on Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle. Shorter show today. We had gotten preempted the first time in 17 years that I got preempted, but I guess it was a 50th anniversary for somebody who was here. I didn't actually listen to the show, but I heard it was a big deal, and I was happy to do it. I guess. I'm here until 8 p.m., shorter show. I guess we all kind of lose. Well, they won, but the rest of us kind of lose. I was racing to get here, too. I was late. Lost track of time. Had the trots. I'm like, what is going on? Falling apart here. Actually, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just throwing in a little comedic dialogue for you. You know what? I don't really feel like doing that. You know, I'm kind of angry. Kind of mad, you know? It's all right. I think I'm going to start doing the Friday Night Fights. That's going to be my new show. Starting next week, 6 to 8 p.m., Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. I'm just going to bitch about everything and anything. And it's going to have some songs in it. And we'll do like 16 rounds over 16 weeks or 16 shows or 8 shows. And yeah, I'll get it all together. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that. And we'll have some... we'll have some rougher stuff like this. King of Rough here, Ice Cube. Ice Cube! I ain't going out with no damn Ice Cube.
Say, look at this. I've been cleaning out my nest, and I found an old book of my poetry.
Fresh out of school, cause I was a high school grad. Got to get a job, cause I was a high school dad. I got paid by rapping to the nation, but that's not likely. So here's my application. Pass it to the man at AT&T. Cause when I was in school, I got the AEE. But there's no SC for this youngster. I didn't have no money, so now I gotta punch the clock out of slave. And the half a man, but Whitey says there's no room for the African. Always knew that I would crack cheese. But welcome to McDonald's, may I take your order, please? Gotta serve your food that might give you cancer. My son doesn't take no for an answer. Now I pay taxes that they never give me back. What about diapers, bottles, and Similac? Do I have to sell me a whole lot of crack for decent shelter and clothes on my back? Or should I just wait for help from Bush or Jesse Jackson in Operation Push? If you ask me, the whole thing needs a douche. A Massengale, what the hell, cracker sell in the neighborhood? To the corner house bitches, Miss Parker, Little Joe, and Todd Bridges. Or anybody that he know. So I cop me a bird better known as a kilo. Now everybody know I went from Poe to a nigga that got dope. So now you put the feds against me, cause I couldn't follow the plan of the presidency. I'll never get love again, but blacks are deep and broke to be Republican. Now remember, I used to be cool till I stopped filling out my W-2. Now senators are getting high, and you're playing against the ghetto black fly. So now you got a pep talk. But sorry, this is our only room to walk. Cause we don't want a truck push, but a bird in the hand is worth more than a bush.
I'm addressing, so learn a quick lesson about your Smith & Wesson. Sit your ass back and comprehend as I let you know about man's best friend. Now remember, it used to be a dog like Lassie, but now in 91 it's a gun if you ask me. Just like a Jimmy hat's used for protection, I use my nine when suckers start to flex. Cause if you run up and try to play mine, I'd rather have an AK than a f***ing K9. Cause if you shot your gun and my dog tried to fetch her, me and the dog's going out on a stretcher. And I ain't with that, so I gotta get that big black cat. Aim and I hit that. Forget about a dog, fool. He'll shit in the den nowadays. A cat is man's best friend. Man's best friend.
just in case a little punk try to jack. I can't put a motherfucking pet bull under a coat in the small of my back. So I gotta take my Beretta, and I betcha it'll probably work 100% better, cause it'll keep me out of danger. With 16 in the clip and one in the chamber, so this goes to all your intruders. Beware of the owner, cause the owner is a shooter. I don't just wanna give your ass rabies, I'd rather have your ass pushing up daisies. And I can't do that with Benji, Ren 1010 nor Spuds McKenzie. Forget about a dog, fool, he'll dick in the den. Nowadays, a cat is man's best friend.
Just don't let me see you shoot no dogs.
Hey, I've got shots fired here. Send me another unit.
The profile of a typical American gun owner is this. Over 30, white, male, middle class.
Here we go. Here we go. Wait a minute.
Down at the bet spot, it's me and JD, and they selling more birds than a pet shop. The spot's hot, and everybody nervous. That's when a blue car serves. Oh, why did fools have to let loose? Heard six pop from a deuce deuce. Big time had to push us. 13 niggas running straight to the bushes. But they got so they can draw down. But why a motherfucker like me have to fall down? Not knowing why I dropped out. Still can't afford to get popped out. So now I got a jet. Only ran one block, but my shirt is soaking wet. Trying to see if we got him. Look down at my sweatshirt's red at the bottom. Didn't panic, but I still look cracked out. Yell to the homies, then I'm blacked out.
Get up, man. Come on, man. Woke up
in the back of a tray. On my way to MLK. That's the county hospital, Jack. When niggas die over a little scratch. Sitting in the trauma center. In my back is with a bullet in it. Yo, nurse, I'm getting kinda warm. Bitch still made me fill out the form. Coughing up blood on my hands and knees. Then I heard, freeze, nigga, don't move, yo. I didn't do a thing. Don't wanna go out like my man Rodney King. Still got gavel. Internal bleeding as the bullets start to travel. Now I'm handcuffed. Being asked information on my gang affiliation. I don't bang, I rock the dick rhymes. And I'm a victim of neighborhood crime.
Are you the only one that got shot?
What kind of a gun was he carrying?
No, man, don't know who it was, man.
You in a gang?
Well, what does this matter, man? I'm shot.
I need to see an MD. And y'all motherfuckers giving me the third degree. Look at the waiting room. It's filled to the rim like the county jail day room. Nobody getting help. Since we poked the hospital, it moves slow. Now I'm laid out. People stepping over me to get closer to the TV. Just like a piece of dog shit. Now I die on this nappy ass carpet. 1 hour done passed. Done watched 2 episodes of MASH. And when I'm almost through, they call my name and put me in ICU. Halfway dead, no respect, and handcuffed to the bed. Now the drama starts, cause the bullet must be just a hair from my heart. Then I begin to ass kissing, just to get looked at by an overworked physician. Had the chills, but my temperature's 103. Only got a band-aid and an IV. That's when I start cussing. Police daddy asking me who did the bust.
Who'd you get shot with?
22.
Who shot you?
I don't know who shot me.
Was it
gangbangers?
Had to be.
Why, oh, why can I get help? Cause I'm black, I gots to go for self. Too many black bodies, the hospital housing. So at 10 p.m., I was out of 5,000.
You're in the early 90s here on Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earl. That was a lot. That was a lot, Ice Cube. It's all right. I'm going to take you on a journey. It's a little journey. I'm going to bring you here and there. Don't worry. Don't worry. I have a plan.
Let me take you on a trip. Around the world and back. And you won't have to move. You just sit still. Now let your mind do the walking. Let my body do the talking. Let me show you.
from 1990, Depeche Mode with World in My Eyes from the Violator album. What a great album that was. 1990 was a great time for music. 88 and 89, ugh, not too good. But 90, then a lot of stuff started popping up. I think everybody was excited about the new decade. And, you know, 91, 92, pretty good, you know. And then 93 to now kind of sucks. What are you going to do? But I find things to play. You know, I had that Blink 182 in there from the 2005 or 4. And then we started off with, we had a little Pee Wee Hunt and his orchestra in there. We had some Black Eyed Peas with Justin Timberlake, Where's the Love? That's a cool tune. That's from 2003. Black Eyed Peas, 21 years ago, everybody. Oh, my God. And I'm going to throw in some Midnight Oil and Queens of the Stone Age. Maybe. Maybe if you're good. And Ice Cube, of course, from the Death Certificate album from 1991. He's a gangbanger. Well, quite a few gangbangers now. You know, 91, there wasn't too many. There was just like Ice Cube and Ice-T and, you know, a couple of boys from Public Enemy. Maybe Vanilla Ice, you can throw him in there. He was a soft gangbanger. He was a soft gangbanger. He had feelings. I'm going to do the Friday Night Fights. That's going to be the new show. It's starting next week. I wanted to start it tonight, but I got preempted, and I only got an hour, so it wasn't really enough time to do it. But this is my idea, okay? And I want you guys to help with it. And I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to throw this on the Facebook. I think I'm going to start up a Twitter account now that's X. You know, I had it years ago. It was WMFO. I never really used it. But I'm going to get social media involved. It's going to be 12 to 16 weeks. I haven't decided how much because I'm going to take a few weeks off this summer. And I'm going to do 12 or 16 rounds. We'll do four bands for the 2 hours that we're here. And we will put a band up against another band and a band up against another band. We will choose winners. We will create brackets. We will do some odds in advance. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO from 6 to 8 p.m. And then stick around, of course, for Edward afterwards, who does the Tears of the Gods and Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme. He's here 8 to 10 every Friday night. So it's nice to be here with Edward on Friday nights now. I used to be here 5 to 7 on Wednesdays, but that's all done, apparently. Apparently, I got moved up to the big leagues here on Friday night. It's okay, you know, so far it's not bad, but, you know, it's like, what if I want to go away for the weekend? Nope, going to WMFO to play you guys some spin some hits. I don't mind, though. I'm doing the Lord's work here. Nobody ever really appreciates me. Nobody says, hey, thanks, Chris. Thanks for doing such a great job. Thanks for entertaining me for 17 years on WMFO. Nobody says it, but I come back for more. I'm like Christ on the cross. I'm dying for you guys here. I'm dying for you guys. I don't even know why I do it anymore. But I don't know, 137 days. I've been doing 5 to 7 miles every single day. I'm doing good, feeling good, got a lot of energy. Did some sit-ups last night, huh? Getting that gut working the gut. Oh, somebody's calling me. Should I answer the phone or should I play another tune? I don't know if I want to just randomly put somebody on the line. I'm going to have to check in and see who it is. Let's see who this is. All right. It's WMFO in Medford. It's WMFO in Medford. You are on the air. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. Who's this? Can you hear me? Nope, they're going to... Nope, maybe not. Can you hear me? Nope, they're gone. All right. That wasted about 30 seconds of my time. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 8 p.m. It's probably somebody calling in saying what a great job I do. And I appreciate that. That's the dialogue I'm going to give that one. I'm going to leave you in 2011 here. It's James Blunt, and then I'm going to answer the phone. I'll answer it offline. Here we go.
To say I've been lucky, guess I was born that way. I thank my father, his absence has made me strong, and I love my mother, but she had troubles with God. Yeah.
1984, everybody. Something regal.
Cups and cakes, oh what good things mother makes. You've got to take tea, won't you take it with me? What a gay time it will be. Cups and cakes, please make sure that nothing breaks. The china's so dear and the treacle so clear, and I'm glad that you are here. Milk and sugar, bread and jam, yes please sir and thank you ma'am, here I am. Cups and cakes, cups and cakes, I'm so full my tummy aches. How sad it must end, but I'm glad I'd a friend sharing cups and cakes with me, and cakes with me.
Two, three, go. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle. Here's The Lost Boys. Featuring Chris Eagles. She'll only come out at night. The lean and hungry type. Nothing is new, I've seen her here before. Watching and waiting, she's sitting with you, but her eyes are on the door. So many have paid to see. What did you think? You'd get it for free. The woman is wild, a she-cat tamed by the purr of a jaguar. Money's the matter. If you're in it for love, you ain't gonna get too far. Mm-hmm. here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man-eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man-eater. I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do. She's deadly, man. She could really rip your world apart. Mind over matter. The beauty is there, but a beast is in the heart. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man-eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man-eater.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
If I am feeling particularly ambitious, I make a real curry plus all the side dishes. Many curries are made with meats on the bone, but for my guests, I only want to serve small boys. I like to look around for some really exotic and very hot ones. That's the way my wife likes them. I then skin the boys and take all of the meat from the bone. The easy way is to stab them one at a time with a fork and heat them over a gas flame on the stove until the skin bursts. It then peels right off. What fun. To make the curry itself is child's play, a very simple but a very elegant dish. Nothing makes a more exotic party. I generally lower all the lights and burn a little child to help create a mood. And then I have sitar records and put them on the stereo, and that helps tremendously. Candles winking everywhere are very romantic. The visual display of the curry, all the condiments, and the boys is really spectacular. This meal depends on you to create a mood, so be daring. Use a different tablecloth or a brilliant remnant of material. Pull out all the brass and copper you can find. Wear dangling earrings and a draped sari if you have it, and every bracelet you can find. Your guests will talk about this dinner party for weeks.
WMFO in Medford. We're coming up to the 8 o'clock hour. I got two more songs for you. I'm going to keep you in 1984. It was one of my favorites when I was a kid, a one-hit wonder by Peter Schilling, Major Tom, based on David Bowie, Space Odyssey. Let's listen in, shall we?
Standing there alone, the ship is waiting, all systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance. The crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. Starting to collect Requested data, what will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello Major Tom, are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on, we're standing by. There's no reply.
4, 3
WMFO in Medford. Edward is here, and he's on. He's ready to go. And I'm going to leave you with Queen Time Travelers. I will see you next week with the new concept show, Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. See you next week, WMFO.